This week's program is sponsored by the Fart Mouth Podcast. Find it on Apple, Google, Spotify, or anywhere podcasts are played.
Malibu. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Malibu. Malibu. I remember that job. I love when people shout out old jobs. Imagine if I did that to people. Bed, Bath & Beyond! Chick-fil-A! DMV in the house!
Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined by Drunkard STL on the Twitters.
What's up, buddy?
And the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Good evening.
Guys, the phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis, I saw a lot of people tweeting out that they're not putting out podcasts this week. There's a podcast blackout. And so we're still going to do a show, but I think that we should just not do a good show.
Oh, okay.
And that'll,
no problem.
You know, even out, right?
I like it.
It'll be difficult, though, Drunk.
Because we only put out A-plus material.
To not do a great show, because coming up after the break, we are going to be talking to actor, comedian, Jamie Kennedy is going to be on the program. So you all have that to look forward to, but don't enjoy it. Try your damnedest not to enjoy it.
So I think we need to go with the top story today.
Drunk, I saw
that bitch.
Drunk, I saw the craziest news. Tiger related, Drunk.
Yep.
Apparently, the protesters broke into the Oakland Zoo, let the tigers out.
You don't do that.
Oh. What, do they get a death wish?
They let the tigers out, Travis. And they were out running around, and they found them. And they put them back.
Did they let anything else out, or just the tigers?
I don't know. They said it was just the tigers, but I mean, like, why would you go there first?
Well, I feel like maybe just because tigers are on the tip of everybody's brain because of the Tiger King.
Travis, of all the things to let out the zoo, I mean, like, the monkeys would get into some mischief.
Oh yeah, right. I'd be super scared. Like, if you let out like the silverbacks, ooh.
But
man,
but I mean, tigers, it's just death.
You know, you leave those caged. Right. Or even like the rhinos,
the bonobos, yeah. Let's
let out like the peacock. They're just roaming the zoo anyway. Just let the peacocks
out. Right. The whole butterfly house, the bird house. You can.
Oh yeah, let those butterflies out. Who gives a shit, right? Yeah.
Those butterflies don't want to be cooped up anyway.
You're creating a disturbance. The zoo collected all those butterflies. They got out their nets. They caught them all. They put them in that house. You let them out, and the zoo's gonna be like, fuck. Now we gotta go get all those butterflies again. But guys, tigers is death.
That's dangerous. You could be sentencing some young child at their backyard birthday party to death.
Yep.
But Drunk, that's not the only tiger news.
That is not the only tiger news of the day. That bitch.
Carol fucking Baskin
is now the owner of Joe Exotic's property in Oklahoma.
How does that even work?
Well, she sued him and won, Travis, for like $1 million. Million, or maybe it's multiple millions. Right. Maybe it's not.
They
just
went
a
over
million.
It in the.
She
show.
Sued him. She sued him because he tried to kill her.
No, she sued him. I think just for like defamation or something.
Right.
But she won.
This all has to do with the copyright infringement.
I mean, Travis, if you remember his presidential announcement, he said, "I got a case with that bitch down in Florida." And he was talking about this case, and she won, and she sued him, and then that's when he sold the zoo to that other guy,
Jeff Lowe.
That dirtbag Jeff Lowe.
And then but just like Jeff, kept running it anyway.
Jeff Lowe has since moved the zoo to a different part of Oklahoma. So Carol Baskin really just has the property.
She just has like the land that it was on. Because right. She went to the judge and said, he can't just sell the zoo to some other guy. That's bullshit. And the judge said, yeah, you're right. Don't kill me.
I don't want to be eaten by tigers.
So, yeah, I think she just owns the land. I mean, they could just like take the tigers somewhere else. I don't think she owns the tigers.
Well, the tigers are already gone.
Piece of property for all those damn tigers that she's kept in cages down in Florida.
Yeah, I guess she's got plenty of her own tiger. Maybe she could spread them out a little bit.
When she quote unquote rescues tigers from these other places that keep them in cages, that way she can put them in equally sized cages on Joe Exotic's property.
True, she really just does the same thing, doesn't she?
Yeah,
she's actually worse, right? Because her cages are a lot smaller, and
they gotta like stick their head in a little bitty basket to get some food. I don't know.
She doesn't even pay her employees.
Maybe I don't.
They're volunteers.
Maybe I don't. Allegedly, of course, Travis. But there's a lot.
We don't need a case. We don't need a case.
I mean, I watched all that stuff, and I was like, "What is she doing that's different? What is she really doing that's all that?" Maybe I don't get it.
It's like when Burger King and McDonald's go to war on their commercials. Right. And like if McDonald's had a better case against Burger King and the court said, you're right, McDonald's, you get Burger King's business. And then all they did was sell the exact same Whoppers that Burger King sold, but through McDonald's drive-thrus.
Right. Or, you know, like whenever they had the Big Mac and then the Burger King came out with the Big King, except, you know, no bun in the middle, but it's the same shit.
Yep. Same thing.
Hey, Travis, we didn't really talk about our plan, and I don't really know how you feel about it, but I mean, there's a lot of things going on in the world, and my thought on the matter was kind of like, what the fuck are we going to add to it? What are we going to say? Do we have a different take? Is there anything that like we can say?
Listen, I'm not about to take to my social media and start saying really anything. I'll retweet things that I'm like, oh, that is shocking or whatever. But
if there's a salacious video that you see, then like you might want to post it because people might be like, oh, that's bad.
Yeah, like guys, look at how terrible this is. But man, I'm a white guy in central Wisconsin. I have nothing to add to this. I just say, this sucks. It all sucks. I get it. I'm trying to be better. This BLM hashtag, this go round, which is so sad to say, this go round, it has affected me more this time than it did in previous times. And obviously that's the case all across the world because the entire world is protesting. But listen, I'm just trying to keep my ears open and hear what people are feeling, right? Because I don't know what people are feeling. I don't know what would trigger people to do the things they do or have the feel. I don't experience any of that. So I'm just trying to keep my mouth shut and say, you know, more power to you. If you feel like all this is necessary, obviously it is. It's ridiculous. I couldn't bring myself to watch that video. I've seen screenshots of it.
It's terrible, Travis.
And I can't.
The thing about it is like, I don't think that there is anybody who thinks that was the right thing to do. I think everybody's in agreement. It's bad.
Of course.
Everybody watched it and they said, no, that sucks. That shouldn't happen at all. It's such a clusterfuck that, you know, there's videos of you know, like people putting pallets of bricks out, and it's like,
oh, what's that
all about?
There's so many theories and conspiracies and whatever, and obviously they've already proven that there's like white supremacist groups that have created Twitter accounts pretending to be Antifa, which isn't really like even a group, it's just kind of an ideology, but everybody got to demonize them and call them a terrorist groups. Not even the KKK has been gone after like that. Like, this is, it's just such a complete and utter shit show right now, and I don't see any good outcome coming from this. I hope that everybody can kind of just settle, because the problem is with this right now, there's so many of the yeah but guys out there, guys and girls.
Too many, you know, yeah, like, buts, Travis.
It's like, yeah, Black Lives Matter. Yeah, but back the badge. Yeah, but White Lives Matter. You know what I mean? All lives matter.
Why do you need that? Like, why do you have to be like, no, you're wrong. All of them matter. Like, I mean, let them say their thing.
Yeah, like, and they're not saying that.
Why do you need to say something?
Right now, we're focusing on the black lives, right?
Right.
Of course, nobody thinks that all lives don't matter. But right now, we're focusing our attention to one. You know, it's just like.
But like, there's no reason to do that other than to just be antagonistic for the sake of being antagonistic. Well, exactly. It's not helpful. Just stop it.
There's a problem that they're trying to fix or trying to bring to the forefront, and I feel like it's finally being done the justice that it needs.
And the videos of people setting homeless people's beds on fire and whacking each other with 2x4s, just stop it. And stop with the rubber bullets. Stop shooting people in the eyes with rubber bullets. I've seen so many goddamn missing eyes the last couple days, Travis. I'm tired of seeing missing eyes. And knock that shit off. That's the message, Travis, is fucking stop it.
Stop it. I saw a video last night that was gross. Like, everybody was kneeling down and the cops came through and they stood in a line and they just stood there for a minute. But everybody was kneeling with their hands up and they must have got an order, because it just like immediately happened where the entire line of cops went forward, pushed people. They were hitting people in like the head with their freaking shields. And there was a guy, there was like a camera guy, like a journalist around the corner. He wasn't even in the main line. He was just like a journalist filming with like a professional camcorder. Totally took a fucking gut shot from a cop with a shield. He wasn't doing anything and just totally got one right in the midsection. It's like, maybe don't do that to people. And the thing that really gets me right now, the scary thing, they're putting the military on the streets now. And that is dystopian level shit.
Yeah, Travis, I go so far as to say I think that's a bad idea.
Well, that happened here
do that.
A couple years ago during...
This that like, happened that's here. Like National Guard, though, wasn't it?
No, it was full-blown...
Full-blown military?
I think it was
the reserves.
There's certainly a ton of people that are super... into the cause, but there's also a lot of people that just want to go out and do some purge shit because it seems like a fun thing to do right now.
There was a couple of young blonde girls. There was protests in Madison, Wisconsin yesterday, and I saw some videos from there, and everybody was being very respectful. And these two, like, 19-year-old blonde girls, one, like, they kicked the front windows of a shop in. And, like, the protesters, the black protesters pulled them aside, and they're like, hey, that's not helpful.
Travis, you think that they could just make like a Tony Hawk pro skater, but for rioting, like a riot Tony Hawk pro skater that we could just do it at home?
It was called, it was a Rockstar game. Oh, it was called State of Emergency. It was on the heels of, I want to say Grand Theft Auto Vice City, Rockstar.
Like you get combo points if like you break in a window and knock shit over with the broken glass.
You're picking up bricks. You're picking up pipes. You're doing it. You're smashing windows in. You're knocking over trash cans. It's full fledged.
I mean, PlayStation 5 moved their release back, but guys, get working on that. Just make like the Riot game, and you probably weed some of these people out. They'll probably just do that instead.
Do it at home. It's such a fucking crazy series of events that led to this, and I feel like not a lot of it because it's been coming, but I mean a bunch of it I think has to do with the fact that the entire country and really the entire world has been on lockdown because of COVID.
We got the jitters, Travis. We got the cabin fever.
Everybody's like so anxious, and now they're like, fuck it, let's do this. and everybody's taken to the streets, and I don't know, this man, none of this is good.
Drunk actually called me a little while ago, and he says to me,
"Hey, Mike, man, they texted me and they said that there's a 9 o'clock curfew, so I probably can't stay till the end of the show because I gotta get home so I don't get arrested."
Yeah.
Do you like my impression of you?
That's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Is that about sum it up?
Not bad. Yeah. I thought he was talking.
So he's gonna leave a little early, Travis, so that he can get to his house.
Have you seen these videos? Are you sure he's not going to go out and try to take some pictures for social media? Did you see that broad?
Target is on the way to from between my house and Mike's house.
So. Just take a little detour real quick. Put a board up on Target.
Did you see that broad that pulled over and stopped that guy from like hanging up he's boarding up his shop windows? And she asked him if she could hold a drill.
Travis, my favorite is at the end, like her condescending voice when she goes, "Great job, everyone, BLM.
Yeah, and then takes off in her Mercedes. There was one that I saw today.
Isn't she great? She's the best.
She's so good. There's the same kind of thing happened today where some broad was standing with her back to the camera. And she was like standing in front of like a looted T-Mobile store.
Right.
And she's sitting there with like her hands on her hips or something. And she, great ass, by the way, she was wearing yoga pants. It was like,
but you know what? That one I get, like, okay, you're taking a picture in front of looting, but like, you know, she was like pretending to hold a drill, Trevor. Well, she brought props.
Really, what I'm just saying is these, as much as I've disliked social media influencers prior to this, that is just so disgusting.
Well, yeah, but there's tons of it, Travis. There's a whole bunch. I got earlier, Travis, because people with verified Twitter accounts are changing their username to Donald Trump and like posting pictures of wieners and stuff. One of them got me earlier, Travis. I was like,
"Was that the one with the different colored arms?"
Right. I was like, "Oh my God, Donald Trump just tweeted out a wiener," and I retweeted it, and then I was like, "Oh, this guy got me."
Yeah, not Donald J. Trump.
It's a pretty good trick, Travis. He got me good. I was like, it was his picture and it was his name. And I was like, holy shit, the president just tweeted out a wiener. I mean, I didn't even delete the retweet. I was just like, well,
I'll leave it. He did his job.
He did it.
He got you.
And we're all just running for clicks, Travis. We all want our clicks. We all want our little hearts. And we'll get them by any means necessary, even if it means carrying out around a Ryobi and looking for a photo opportunity.
Yeah. Hey, let me look like I'm helping. Post this to Instagram. Yeah, I mean, do you think like that T-Mobile gal, she is obviously looking for a sponsorship from T-Mobile, right?
Which the gal in front of the T-Mobile?
Yeah.
Well, you think T-Mobile's going to do a commercial with their windows broken out and be like, yeah, we get it.
Yeah. Well, you know, Lily's back, so T-Mobile will be looking.
If you're going to go out rioting, make sure you have unlimited data.
When data matters the most. Just scenes of looting.
Or that SpaceX. Man, those are the two luckiest people not on the face of the Earth.
Oh, you're talking about the spaceship?
Yeah.
Yeah, that spaceship was not news at all, was it?
You're right. What normally would have been the most gigantic news probably of the month.
Nobody gives a shit anymore.
I would have.
Isn't it crazy that nobody gives a shit anymore about space exploration? It's cool.
The wind was the problem because if they had launched the day they were supposed to launch, it was before everything blew up.
Right.
And then they had to postpone it because of the wind. And then they finally launched those dudes up and everybody was like, what, space?
Do you think that if it had launched the day it was supposed to, like the butterfly effect of the whole thing would have made people like glued to their television sets in lieu of going out and killing black people, Travis?
Probably not. I feel like the systemic racism probably would have been like the people who were going to kill the black people probably would have been like, oh, look, they shot a couple of guys up into space. Now let's go do what we usually do.
Yeah, we need to go celebrate.
Yeah.
That's bad.
And now we're shooting people in the goddamn eyes with rubber bullets, Travis. So I think that S. Anthony Thomas guy tweeted something earlier, like how they're supposed to use those things. They're supposed to like shoot them at the ground.
Right.
So like they bounce up and hit you in the knees and knock you over.
You're not actually supposed to shoot people directly with the rubber bullets.
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to like shoot them in the fucking face with them. I don't think that's the way it's supposed to go.
No, it's definitely not.
Yeah, I mean, you shoot it at the ground and then it bounces up and hits people in the knees and it hurts real bad. And then they like go, ow, and fall down.
Like, I got to get out of here because I just got.
Yeah, you fall down and you go, fuck, I got hit in the knee with this rubber bullet. That sucks. I should go home.
No, but they're not fucking around. They're going out there in peaceful protests or not. They're tear gassing people, flash banging people. It just doesn't matter. They're doing everything that is being protested against is what they are currently doing right now.
Those astronauts had the right idea, Travis.
Yeah,
get the fuck out of here. The fuck out of here. Like I said, I am thankful. I was talking to the wife last night. I said I am thankful that I live in this kind of sleepy little town, kind of removed from it, but it doesn't not affect me mentally. You know what I mean? Like we're
how
not,
can it not?
Yeah, exactly. Like of course it has to. And that's why these yeah but people. I made the mistake of today looking on Facebook at a couple of things they're like posting, because even my little town and the adjoining towns and stuff have had protests, and you know, like even like the sheriff's departments and the police departments have put out actual press releases saying, hey, this is ridiculous, we are all for change and let's, you know, fix this and da da da. And so like everybody across the country is like dealing with this in some way, shape, or form. But it's just I looking at these yeah but people, just these fucking yeah but people are, I can't, man. And I know better than to argue with people on social media, so I just don't. But it's just like I see some of these people, it's like, man, I hope I never know you in real life. Like I hope I never meet you, because you are a terrible piece of
but
shit.
But Travis, you know the whole world is yeah but people.
That's true.
Like you keep saying these yeah but people like it's just a few outliers. Most people are yeah but people.
So gross.
And Travis, I got great news that some good news show, that John Krasinski YouTube thing that you liked.
Yeah, that wonderful, heartwarming, bring everybody together just for the sake of bringing everybody together thing.
Yeah, he sold it for a bunch of money, Travis. Yeah. He said he didn't want to do it anymore, and he sold it to TBS for a whole bunch of money.
So here you go.
So, I mean, that's great news, right? That, you know, he was doing a fun little thing that people were enjoying, you know, while the world was burning down and everybody was in their house. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to sell this for a bunch of money.
Yeah. God, man.
I'm not going to do it anymore.
Millions of people love this.
I'm going to go make movies, Travis. I got movies to make. I don't have time for this good news shit.
It's some cash. My kids need another year in private school.
TBS called them up and was like, hey, this totally foreign concept that you have where like you don't bum the fuck out of people all the time. We'll give you a bunch of money for that. That's good. You mean you could take like videos off YouTube of like people not being complete pieces of garbage?
What?
And people will watch it and go, huh, that person pushed somebody across the street in a wheelchair. That was nice of them. Let's put that on TV.
Oh, isn't it weird how it's a breath of fresh air to see a bunch of nice things happening to people and for people?
Yeah.
It's almost like if we had like a daily news program where we could do that already.
Yeah, he did like five of them, Travis, and then that was enough of an audition, enough of a sample size that people were like, I think this guy's onto something here.
Couldn't CBS just make their nightly news that?
I mean, yeah,
Travis. In theory.
There's probably people
doing... But that doesn't sell.
There's probably people doing the right thing fairly regularly, Travis. We could highlight those stories if we wanted to, but nobody wants that. They want to see rocks going through windows.
What are you talking about? We talked about that guy who pushed the tire through town, inspiring people because his dad did it.
Travis, see, the guy, he has a big tractor tire, and he pushes it around town... because it inspires people, and his dad used to push the tire around, but now he does.
It's a family legacy.
And you know what? That guy messaged us, and I sent it to Matt, and Matt said, I'm going to hang up on you. I said, we don't want that, Travis.
We don't want Matt to hang up on us?
We don't want inspirations.
I love inspiration.
Well, I mean, I guess we could talk to Jamie Kennedy. I mean, he's an inspiration, right?
Absolutely.
He's in the Scream movies, Travis.
That's true. And Malibu's Most Wanted.
Right. So, guys, what we're going to do.
And The Mask Part 2, Son of the Mask.
Did you see that, Travis? Is that any good?
Nope, never watched it.
Oh. Well, that's a shame. No.
Drunk?
Preemptive guns out, funds out.
Never, ever, ever, under any circumstances, say, I'll be right back. Because you won't be back.
I'm getting another beer. You want one?
Yeah, sure.
I'll be right back.
Hello, this is Andrew WK, and you're listening to Strange Label. Time to party.
Bro, we did it. We hacked into the Libsyn mainframe.
Oh, shit, really?
Yeah, now we can finally force other podcasts to play our ads. Hit the button.
All right, here we go.
Do you fancy bonus?
How about jizz?
Or perhaps bestiality piques your interest?
You can find all that filth and more on FartMouth Podcast, recorded in the basement of FartMouth University.
FartMouth is one of the most offensive comedy podcasts on the internet. We do weekly segments, games, song parodies, and more.
You can find FartMouth on Apple, Google, Spotify, or anywhere else podcasts are played.
When it comes to defending America, it is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have American dominance in space. So important. Very importantly, I'm hereby directing the Department of Defense and Pentagon to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a Space Force as the sixth branch of the armed forces. That's a big statement. We are going to have the Air Force, and we are going to have the Space Force.
Space Force!
It's just a bath. Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Guys, welcome back. Our guest tonight is an actor and stand-up comedian. His new hour special, Stupid Smart, is available now on the Tubi app. Jamie Kennedy is on the program. Jamie, how's it going, man?
Right here. I'm right here, bro. How are you?
Jamie, do you get solicited for a bunch of weird videos, like on your phone and stuff? Like, do you just get nonstop stupid ads for stupid videos? Like, I keep getting ads for Mentos and soda videos.
I don't, actually. I don't. That's interesting where you get that.
It is. Thought that'd have some legs.
Jamie, no. I watched your special this morning, and I enjoyed it a great deal. It's a good time. It's on Tubi now. You released it on the same day as your 50th birthday, so belated happy birthday to you, I guess. How's 50 going so far? Is it going good?
I mean, I don't really feel any different than, you know, since I'm like 16, you know what I mean? I always say I'm a 16-year-old with a house, you know? So I will say 50 is not the new 40, though. 50 is 50. I did wake up on my 50th birthday with a pain in my neck. Like, I'm literally not kidding, so.
Yeah. Are you a big partier, Jamie? Are you like a big drinker or staying up late, having a bunch of people over?
I do stay up late a lot. I wouldn't say I have a bunch of people over. I don't really drink, but I for a little while, but you know, I'm not opposed to it. But I will say that the body really, once you hit your mid-40s, it's different with the booze, I'll tell you that. So no, really? But you know, there might be other things like God's lettuce sometimes, you know, the devil's lettuce I might try sometimes.
The cheeb?
Possibly. The cheeb, yeah. The oil that comes out of the cheeb, you know.
Jamie, when you do stand-up comedy, what do you do with your wallet? Is your wallet on you, or do you leave it backstage? Do you leave it in your car?
Definitely some of the more random questions I've gotten on this whole press tour. The wallet usually stays in my pocket because I just don't trust green rooms. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or sometimes I'll hide it. It actually is a problem because I have a big lump next to my testicles, which could look weird.
Do you go front pocket with the wallet?
Definitely front pocket with the wallet.
Oh, wow.
You know, because the back with the 80s, it would stick out. You know what I mean? That thing might fall out. You don't know. I go to different cities every night.
So the special kind of, it starts off with some self-deprecating humor. Was that intentional? Do you, like, you've been on people's screens for like 30 years, and you've probably picked people up along the way in weird places. So is that kind of like a getting people on your side, quelling expectations maybe? Is that fair to say, or is that just how it worked out?
Yeah, you always just, you know, I have to go out. When I go out, I have a lot. I think I have baggage, you know what I mean? People know me, and then they have expectations. They may see me like, you know, from Malibu or Scream or Tremors. And it's like I kind of have to like let them know like what I've been up to, you know, and then kind of like show where I've been. And, you know, it's always nice to get them on your side and then, you know, slowly start hitting them with, you know, your material. But yeah, it's always nice to ingratiate yourself, I say, to the audience.
Like, oh, he hates himself. He's just like me.
Could be. It could be. You know what I mean? Right away. He's just like me.
Is it nice that people know who you are, or do you get tired of people yelling, I'll be right back at you?
I love that people know who I am. But that's why I did that joke, just to let people know that, you know, what if I did that to them? But yeah, people weren't yelling stuff at me, I would have no career, you know? So I'm like lucky that they yell at me, you know, ass blasters and graboids and all that stuff.
Are you keeping busy? Are you finding things to do at home?
I've just been pretty, you know, trying to stay productive. I'm doing a lot of stuff that I normally wouldn't do, fixing up my house and just getting a lot of stuff that I normally don't get to do in my normal life because I'm usually on the road or, you know, on a movie set or TV show or something. So I've just been trying to be productive, keep my life in order during all this crazy times, man.
Hey, Jamie, is it true that you were a birthday clown at some point? You did birthday parties?
I was.
What, was that when you were still
a birthday party clown?
Was that before you moved to Los Angeles, or was that after you got there?
That was after I moved to L.A. I was part of a whole party promotional group, and I definitely was. I was a clown. I did all of that. I did balloon animals. I would go out to different parties and we had different, you know, there was animals. One of the harder animals to make is a dog. A lot of folding and twisting.
The balloon. Okay.
And, but they paid really well. You know what I mean? So I was like, this is part of paying your dues, I guess.
Do you still break that out every once in a while? Like you're hanging out with some people and you're like, all right, hey, I'm going to do some balloon animals.
I wanted to, but it's hard. Like it's really hard to remember. We used to do dogs and a cat, which is the same as a dog, it looks like, but the dog is longer. Then they had poodles, then a snake. That's kind of easy. It's just a couple of twists. I would have to go through it again to definitely get my balloon making skills going.
So it's not like riding a bike. You have to keep going.
Riding a bike, you get right back on there. Balloon animaling, not so much.
Did you have one clown persona that you stuck with, or did you just like go get a clown outfit out of the clown closet and pick a new one each time?
No, it's basically run of the mill clown, you know, big, you know, the wig, the nose, the shoes, the makeup. That was one. Basically, you're run of the mill, you know, let's just call him Carl. Carl the clown.
Carl the clown.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't really talk. And he just goes and, you know, the horn, all that stuff is real. And then there was other things I would do, like characters. So like Bart Simpson, I would do that. That was in the early 90s. And so I would put the Bart Simpson head on. But, you know, you'd always have the kids that knew that you weren't Bart Simpson, because Bart Simpson was a cartoon. And it was that kid that was at that age. Where
and Bart Simpson isn't 6 feet tall, too. Yeah.
Yeah. He's 6 feet tall. He's in 3Ds in front of me. This is not Bart Simpson. So I had to debate that a lot and just keep waving to the kids. Huh. So that was one.
The special doesn't really have any current events in it. Do you like to keep it evergreen? Or?
I mean, you can do that. Obviously, it's good to do that. But this one, I did 92 minutes and I had to cut out 32 minutes. So there was some current events that were in that, but you know, this was the special that we ended up with. So yeah, it's good that way. It's more, you know, I just tried to make something that was fun, escapism.
Right. Yeah. That's what I noticed about it, because you know, the world's been pretty wild the last, couple months. And so I watching it, I'm saying, there's no date on this. This is,
that's good. I'll take that. I mean, look, I definitely I'll have more current events, probably my next one, but yeah, that's just how it ended up. But no, I don't mind current events.
Have you already started working on new stuff? Are you got something
I think I do. I think I already have my next special already, like an hour, because I had 32 minutes of stuff that I didn't use there. And then I've done this over a year ago, so yeah. I think I have another 30. I probably have close to an hour. And I think, you know.
Does taking 3 months off from doing it kind of screw you up a bit and set you back any? Or have you done it enough times that you're, it is more like riding a bike?
This is more like riding a bike, but I'm definitely rusty. But I don't mind that we take off. I think that gives, you know, more, you're jonesing more to go back on stage, and you appreciate the stage when you want to go back on. But I mean, I've been doing some of these Zoom shows, and that's not the same thing at all.
Oh man, can you hear everybody? Is everybody like laughing over you and stuff, or do they all mute, which would probably be even worse, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I agree with you. Usually, let's say I did a show the other night, about 92 people, and they only unmuted 10 people. So you do a joke and you're like, and you say like, you know, again, my girlfriend snores, you know, or something. And the guy will be like,
it's a good joke.
Hear that, Katie? He's good at Katie. Your girl's like you. He's like you. You know, so you'll hear right in the microphone, you're getting live commentary right here. And then like people will say like, oh yeah, I totally agree with that. Or you're getting like a live Yelp review. Or then you have like people like, Dorothy, let him out. Let him out. Just let him out through the dog door. You know, you've got that. You've got,
oh no, dogs barking
in the middle of your show.
But I guess it keeps it moving. It keeps your juices flowing, right? So that you don't completely lose everything that you were building.
I do it. Yeah, I just do it for that, for the workout. I'm not like doing comedy in Zoom. It's not the apex, but it's right now. That's where we're at.
That's what you got. So the special is on Tubi. Tubi is free, isn't it? It's a free service, so no excuses to not check it out.
No excuses. Downloadable right to your phone. It's there. It's free. I call it Netflix with commercials. Little commercial in the front, little commercial in the middle, and bam.
you're right there. And it's, yeah, I love them. They're a great service. They have my other two specials on it. They have other movies I've been in on there. So I love Tubi.
So it's a one-stop shop for your entire catalog.
Jamie Kennedy.
Tubi. And it's at
Jamie Kennedy. Yeah.
Jamie Kennedy on all the socials.
The Jamie Kennedy on Insta is the only different one.
Somebody snatched Jamie Kennedy from you on Insta?
Chef.
Oh, Chef. Is there a Jamie Kennedy chef? Is that the guy who does all the shakes or the juices and stuff? The fat and nearly dead guy? Is that Jamie Kennedy?
Jams. He's from Toronto. He does the jams.
Oh. I'm
big, he's a big jelly guy.
Oh, no. You guys should work something out, you two.
He's got it. He beat me to it, man.
Yeah.
Where's this? Are you guys in America or are you Canada?
Oh, we're America. Okay, do we have a Canadian vibe, Jamie?
You have a Canadian vibe.
Oh, no.
There's no accent. Where are you guys from?
I am from Missouri. Matt is from New Hampshire.
Hey, that's totally. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
A lot of pauses in this podcast.
Oh, I'm going to edit it. JB, it'll sound great when it's done.
Start slow. The video, that should have had legs. I'm sorry that didn't go with that. I just really don't get those.
What's that?
The video text.
Oh.
For products.
Oh, yeah.
I really thought we were going to riff on that for 20 minutes. I thought you were going to be like, oh, man, I've been getting targeted by all these companies, and then you were just going to go on this mad tear.
Matt, I've been getting magnet fishing a lot lately. I don't know why, but every time I get on Facebook, I scroll down a little bit, and it's like, hey, you want to get some magnets to fish for? And I mean, like, there's all kinds of they're pulling guns and crossbows and shit out of lakes. It's, it's crazy. Jimmy, you don't get those? Do you have
you get
special celebrity text? Internet?
No, it's not a text. It's
on
like
it's
like
targeted ads.
Yeah, like if I go through an article or something, I'll start to see like, hey,
you were saying, you said text, dude. You said, are you getting these to your phone? I thought you meant text. Do I get targeted ads? Here's what I get. I get the minute I talk about something, I get that.
Right.
So I get ads for Peppermills.
Peppermills?
Like Peppermills, like specifically, like Peppermill. So I was talking about how I needed pepper. I was making my breakfast. This was 2 days ago.
Oh, so you were making your shopping list, and they're like, ooh, Jamie likes pepper.
No, I was talking to...
So then, like, Peppermills showed up? Like,
I was talking to Alyssa, and I go, we need pepper. Can you give me the pepper? I was literally making eggs. And then an hour later, I was on Facebook and an ad for a Peppermill.
It's weird that
that is true.
Listening to us all the time, Jamie. It's weird.
That's definitely proof of listening. I don't have an animal, but if I talk certain things about a dog, I'll get ads for like dog shit, but you know.
Yeah,
toys and shit.
Is it weird or is it great?
Yeah,
because in a lot of ways, if you're talking about dog shit, then maybe you subconsciously do want a dog, and then you start seeing stuff for the Humane Society. We might be saving lives.
We could be. I mean, I don't know if they're selling dog shit, but who knows? They're selling candles that smell like badge. So who knows what's going on?
Well, specifically, it's Gwyneth Paltrow's.
I misheard your question.
Oh, it's all good, man. I mean, you know, I'm an idiot.
We worked it out.
We worked it out.
We got our targeted ad bit in now.
Yep.
All's well, right?
And with the master of editing, we can actually add that conversation right to the front end.
You just put that right back in the front, Matt?
Yeah.
And take out the part where Jamie didn't know what the fuck you were talking about?
Right.
Targeted ads.
Yeah, targeted ads. That's fine.
The whole thing and just keep the pauses in there.
Yeah, the whole interview is just going to be one big pause. It's going to be us asking the targeted ads question. We're going to wipe out the entire middle. It's going to be a 5-minute pause.
I'm leaving the wallet thing in, Matt.
Oh, yeah. We'll do that one, too.
Yeah. And then we'll wrap up. Tubi.
It'll be great.
Is where the new special is.
Yeah, man. Free ads. Free app, I meant. Tubi. Check it out. Called Stupid Smart. The evergreen Jamie Kennedy special.
Jamie, I feel like by our third or fourth time talking to you, we're gonna get this whole chemistry thing worked out. It's gonna be good.
We are.
Yeah.
We can. I'm easy to get along. I'm here with you. It's just, you know, you guys are doing your vibe, and then I'm just on the press tour. I'm sorry. I'll play with you. Do you guys usually ask questions and then take a big pause?
Yes. Because we got to think of the next question.
Gotcha. I'm with you.
Yeah.
But I appreciate you guys' time. You know, I appreciate it. Wheel Barrel Full of Dicks. I didn't realize that was the name of the podcast until 30 seconds ago.
Well,
that's it. That's yeah. It. And we're going to use that in mini stingers, Jamie.
Appreciate you.
Thanks, Jamie. We appreciate your time.
Guys.
Man.
I appreciate you, man. Anytime, man. Seriously, it was great. Thank you so much. Bud. See you guys. WFOP.
Pivot.
Oh.
Hello.
Love, soft as an eel. Love fresh as the morning air. One love that is shared by
Doodles.
Two. I found with you like a rose.
Nobody.
Guys, the great Jamie Kennedy, his new special's on Tubi, so be sure
I'm
to check that out.
I didn't jump in on that interview. I was just so starstruck.
And Matt jumped in just for that and then left.
Yeah, and then took right off. Weird. So weird.
Travis...
I think there
was a misunderstanding at the start. I'm not really sure what happened there.
I feel like it was probably the initial confusion about asking him about text ads.
You think Matt just threw the whole thing off, Travis? He threw a wrench in our spokes.
I feel like Jamie Kennedy came on to talk about his career and stuff. And, you know, I'm all for, and, you know, we've been part of this many a times. I feel like you can't get into those things until you have some sort of rapport.
See, you like, think the wallet question needs to be closer to the end, Travis, is what you're saying.
The wallet question needs to be almost the last question.
Now, here's the thing, Travis. I'm going to tell you what happened. So, guys, what we're doing right now is our live program on Tuesday nights. We had a guest booked for tonight. Jamie Kennedy, me and Matt did at a different time. We were going to do a separate show for that interview. So in preparing for the two interviews, I was much more confident in Jamie Kennedy than I was this other one. And so I'm going to put the fault on me because I'm usually much more prepared for an interview. But I was preparing for two interviews, and the other guy was an author, and I read the majority of his book, and then the son of a bitch canceled day of after I devoted a shitload of time reading his book to prepare for the interview, which really, Travis, in the grand scheme of things, like people are going to pay more attention to a Jamie Kennedy interview than they are an author. So I should have been, but I thought it was going to, I thought that it was going to be easy breezy. And
truthfully, I feel like the author who was booked, for tonight would have been
great.
Very timely interview. I feel like it would have really worked in with the themes of today.
Right. And I was really looking forward to it. I was prepared for it. And then he canceled a day. And let me tell you, if you do that, if like you send me a early advance copy of your book to prepare to interview you and then like cancel within a few hours of doing the show, fuck you.
Yeah, maybe don't go on shows if you can't keep a 15-minute
right. So
time.
But honestly, is it on him or is it on the
I don't know who it's on, drunk. I don't know who ultimately is at fault.
But let's not go throwing stones already. Yeah. We don't necessarily know.
Well, especially if it's from those pallets that were dropped on the side of the sidewalk. You don't grab anything off of those.
But yeah, I went in overconfident, Travis. So fuck me. It was on me. I'm not going to put it on anybody else. I should have done better. I didn't.
Yeah. And regardless, Jamie Kennedy is a national treasure, and anytime people get to hear from him is a good thing. I saw him, I think, was it last fall, last year sometime, doing stand-up. He was great.
Right, Travis. This will go in the file of people that we booked that you're big fans of that you weren't able to do.
Yeah, yeah. What is that? Probably about 5-6 of them so far.
Yeah, we're doing great. Is there anybody else, Travis, that you're a big fan of that I can talk to? Send me a list, Travis, of people that I can make sure.
I'd love to talk to on our show.
That list is Dill Dannon.
What, drunk?
Dill Dannon. That's who he wants to interview next.
You know who Dill Dannon is, drunk?
Yeah.
I'm Dill Dannon. Travis,
I feel like though we will have to take him up. We talked. I mean, we say that all the time. You're gonna have to come back on the show. We'll have to bring Jamie Kennedy back on. I bet you we redeem ourselves the next time we have him on the show.
He just he's not hip to our Canadian humor, Travis. But yeah, I have a feeling
Canadian vibes.
He'll warm up to us, Travis. I think that we'll email him again and he'll be like, oh yeah, I loved doing that.
I'd love to do it again,
Travis.
But we gotta get him while COVID is still a thing.
I know that, like, is it okay to talk about movies again? Because I saw a movie trailer the other day for a movie called Unhinged. Did you see that movie trailer, Travis?
Is that the Kevin James one?
No, Travis. So it's like a road rage movie with Russell Crowe in it.
Oh, I didn't see the does it look great?
Russell Crowe's just like a guy in a truck and like a lady honks at him and he just decides, fuck this lady forever. And he just goes nuts. And the whole movie is him fucking up her shit because she honked at him. And it looks awesome. Like Russell Crowe's really fat now, Travis.
Yep.
Oh God, I want to see that movie so bad.
That's like that reminds me a lot of Changing Lanes. You remember Changing Lanes?
It has Changing Lanes vibes. It has Falling Down vibes. And I mean, Russell Crowe, where the fuck did Russell Crowe go, Travis?
Sign me up, because I'll tell you what, anytime The Nice Guys comes to a streaming service, I will watch that movie over and over and over again.
Like,
he is,
you know, in The Nice Guys, how like Russell Crowe was kind of fat, Travis.
Yeah,
he's super fat now. Oh, like awesome. He ate that Russell Crowe.
Good for him.
Yeah, he is just like living his best life. He's just like, fuck it, I'm not the gladiator anymore. Yep. I'm just gonna be a big fat guy.
Yep, he had his Gerard Butler days where he had to be like the action guy and the romantic lead. And now he's like, fuck it, I like eating.
Like, I think he has a country accent, Travis.
Oh, great. Travis. That sounds so good.
I'm going to go so far as to say I haven't even seen this fucking movie yet, but the trailer has made this movie my pick of the week.
Wonderful.
Unhinged drunk. Unhinged.
Okay. We'll have to check it out.
Drunk, you want to have a movie date? Me and you, we'll go see Unhinged together once movie theaters open up again?
I mean, I've already been going out and about, so I have no fear of going to the theater. So
it's over, right? We're done.
Yeah. Pandemic's done.
If you haven't gotten the alert yet, the pandemic is over.
Like CNN doesn't have the morbid death toll on the side of their screen anymore. They have the full screen now so that people can scold the president all day.
Mm-hmm. I can't. I've
been to restaurants. I've been to the bar. I mean, I'm ready to go.
I actually can't believe Twitter in their trending part still has COVID at the top of the thing. Like today's COVID news.
It's get with the program, Twitter. We're not talking about that anymore. It's over.
Yeah. Everybody's over this COVID thing.
Drunk, do you have what you would say is a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about, Drunk?
Yeah, sure. Drunk's pick of the week is the property in Oklahoma that is no longer Joe Exotics, but now that bitch.
Carol fucking Baskin.
Carol fucking Baskin.
Travis, pick of the week?
Yeah, pick of the week. For Travis this week is the motion picture Fighting With My Family, starring starring the gal from Midsommar and also Vince Vaughn, The Rock, Nick Frost, Lena Headey. It is a wonderful movie. I had no idea going into it. It was based on the true story of WWE's Paige. But I will tell you what, it was heartwarming and like all the best parts of like the Rocky, like rise to the occasion story. And then it socked me in the gut at the end, man. I was actually literally shedding tears at the end when she was like taking over. Well, spoiler alert, I'm not going to even go there. But then they blended it with real
footage. She took over the WWE, Travis? Vince McMahon died and she became the...
She had a group of German terrorists that took over the WWE WrestleMania, much like... Jean-Claude Van Damme movie Sudden Death. You think it's like an inspirational coming of age, like getting your dreams come true movie. And it turns out that she was just a terrorist all along. But wonderful motion picture now streaming on Hulu.
Guys, we did it. We should do it again sometime. My guess is we'll probably do it in about a week. Come back next Tuesday night for the dub FOD. Thanks.
Guns out, Funzo. We'll be right back.
lots of good stuff happening. It's going to be juicy. You'll see. All right. Bye for now. Take good care of yourself. Bye.
Travis, my favorite. Did you see the video? I think I retweeted it. The two smartass white dickheads, like, in their apartment, giving thumbs up out the window.
They threw the bricks through the window?
Isn't that the greatest video ever?
Oh, my God.
Fuck those dickheads.
They're, like, giving them the thumbs up through the window or whatever, like, and they, like, just chucked.
Good job, guys. I mean, they were being smartass dickheads. They were, for sure. There's no other reason to be doing that.
Yeah. I didn't listen to the, I don't know what the audio was because I didn't listen to the audio. I just usually play those videos on without audio.
They were
audio.
Yelling out the window, we're on your side.
That makes it even funnier. Maybe I'll watch it again with the sound.
Oh, they're the best. It's so great.
It's fucking rocks chucked through both their windows. And then he's just like, they're playing beer pong, which is the funniest thing.
Those dickheads are just sitting there safe in their apartment, giving thumbs up out the window.
And then he does like the, what did you do that for, man? Like the arm shrug thing. That was the best part of it. Like at the window. It's like, they just chucked rocks at your window. Why are you doing that at the window?
On your side.
Big thumbs up in front of my camera.
Yeah.
So fucking awesome. Fucking punks.
This is the best video ever, Travis.
Yeah. It was because I was watching it. And I'm like, what is this virtue signaling bullshit? And then when the rocks came through the window, I was like,
I'm looking for it.
Fucking awesome.
I'm looking for it so you can hear these dickheads.
Yeah, yeah.
Here it is.
Was that the music they're playing too?
Yeah.
We're on your side! We're on your side!
Please don't throw rocks at us anymore. Little pricks.
Oh, that's
good. Fucking fuck them.
That is so fucking funny. Fucking crash bang.
We're on your side.
Oh, that is goddamn priceless.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I should have listened to it with the sound.